Decriminalizing minor offenses, that's what the New York City Council wants to do. It cuts to the heart of Bill Bratton's policy of broken windows policing. The City Council is in negotiations right now with the Mayor's Office and the NYPD. The Council wants to decriminalize 7 of the most commonly issued offenses: open container, public urination, bicycling on the sidewalk, being in the park after dark, failure to obey any sign in the parks, and unreasonable noise and littering. And there's one other broken windows offense being considered. It would cut down on the number of arrests: jumping a turnstile. What this means is that people wouldn't get arrested for these offenses. Charges would go through the civil court, not the criminal court.
I want to thank the minister for my first Cuban cigar.
Governor Andrew Cuomo in Cuba, heading a trade delegation exploring ways in which New York companies can do business there. The governor met with top Cuban officials. At a business roundtable, he praised the Cuban leader.
Like the people in Cuba, the people in New York and the United States are very excited about the courage that your president, Raul Castro, has shown and the leadership that he has shown. And likewise, the leadership of President Barack Obama.
The governor said the warming of relations is going to be good for both countries.
In longer term, we are looking forward to the embargo, as we call it, in the United States, being lifted legally by Congress so that we can have normalization of relations.
Executives from JetBlue, Chobani Yogurt, and Pfizer are among the companies heading to a second day of meetings today. And you're listening to the news on WBAI in New York. In Baltimore, there's another disturbing case of a young black person who died at the hands of police. Twenty-five-year-old Freddie Gray suffered a fatal spine injury while under police arrest. This was a week ago.
Yo, get off me, yo.
Gray family lawyer William Murphy provided a cell phone video. It showed the young man being loaded into a van. He said Gary's spine was 80% severed at the neck.
Our information is that he basically had his neck broken, and his spine was almost completely severed.
6 police officers in Baltimore have been suspended. Deputy Police Commissioner Jerry Rodriguez says the autopsy results returned show that Gray did suffer a significant spinal injury that led to his death. Back here in New York City, we reported on union members who voiced concerns and anger at a protest alongside City Hall about housing going up in the Bronx by developers using non-union labor. Bronx City Council member Andy King says he is also concerned about the problem.
As a labor person myself, even though I work in City Hall as a council member, labor is still in my heart. And I understand the value of having people who are trained and skilled and have put the time and energy to learn their craft really well. Not saying that people who are not in the union don't possess the same skill, but there has been a pattern that the developers have decided, how do we cut costs and save more money for our own pocket by, hey, let's figure out how do we don't use the labor force that we know has the certain criteria, the certain licenses to deliver. Well, in the process of doing that, it's just like going to a 99-cent store. If you go get a 99-cent product, you're going to pretty much walk away with a 99-cent product. If you want the best of the best, you're going to have to spend just a little bit more. And what labor provides for all of America is making sure that the economy stays strong. So you can't always cheat the person who's doing the work for you, who's keeping you financially stable, but they can't be able to provide for their families. That's just wrong.
King says legislation is a key tool in getting developers to use union labor.
And that's me working with the administration that if you're getting any other city funding, that you must lose parts of labor. We cannot ignore and escape labor in the essence of trying to cut corners. And if we know that there are workers or there are different organizations that are our developers that are skewing the law and figuring out how to get around the law by going through dummy corporations or coming up with new names and filtering. So, you know, you may not know the Johnson or the Oranger Group, which is one who's been notorious for discrimination and not doing right by his workers, but going around and using other companies to get the work done. Then once we know that, then we need to say, hey, listen, there's going to be a fine. There's going to be a penalty. We're going to take your license away. And if you violate anything that comes with Human Rights Act, that you automatically lose money and you lose the job. What's happening is that a lot of these developers are big and they are quote unquote, they're in with the system. So the system says, okay, how do I figure out how do you get around the system as opposed to punishing you? That's how they keep continuing to do what they're doing. You know, you have to hold them accountable. If you hold them accountable, then a lot of the mismanagement or and the behaviors that they engage in disappear.
Andy King is co-chair of the New York City Council's Black, Latino, and Asian Caucus. He's a lifelong resident of the Northeast Bronx. On alternate Tuesdays, he holds constituents meetings at NYCHA Housing Developments. Tonight, it's at the Eastchester Gardens Community Center on Yates Avenue. That's where you can get information about housing, food stamps, immigration, accessoride, and other basic services. It goes from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.